This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. It can be difficult in Kansas to have plants that provide year-round color and interest, but evergreens are an option. For this month's K-State Garden Hour, K-State Woody Ornamental Specialist Dr. Jason Griffin covers which evergreens will perform best.
Conifers are obviously very important for us. They moderate the weather. They're great windbreaks for soil erosion. They help farmers when cows are calving, helps prevent the wind chills, cuts down on energy bills in your house. There's just lots of great things, not to mention they're pretty awesome in the landscape as well. So we're interested in conifers that do work for us. And we have, over the years, done several different observation type conifer studies, looking at different conifers that we've gotten from nurseries across the country, planted them and watched them. And as you know, our climate around here is very, very challenging. No two winters are alike. No two summers are alike. So watching a tree for 3 years means nothing. We've got to get, you know, a decade under our belt in order to experience the dramatic climate events that we get around here. So it's kind of what we're going to be talking about today is sort of a summary of lots of the different conifer projects we've been doing here for the last 20 some years. One of them that has been a perennial success for us is a United States native, white fir. It's native to the western United States, the Rocky Mountains, basically from the Canadian border to the Mexican border. It has a nice wide range, and there are seed sources that tend to have different looks. Some of them more blue, some are more green, some have improved cold hardiness. So where you get your seed from makes a difference with these. We have had pretty good success with these over the years. Cedars, they are an interesting group. And I would say if you are interested in conifers, that this would be a group of trees that you might be interested in if you are a collector. I would not venture down the true cedar path for windbreak, for widespread use, but for ornamental use, for selected locations, you can have mixed success with these. They are known for their drought tolerance. They're known for their heat tolerance, which is great for us. They are less known for their cold tolerance. So I really, really record-setting type cold, we could have some issues, but it's rare. Normally, we do not see cold damage with Atlas cedar. Arizona cypress is one of our favorites here. And we like Arizona cypress because of its heat and drought tolerance. And it's attractive besides that. There's several cultivars out on the market, but what you get is a big evergreen, large shrub, small tree that gives you a nice screen. It is native basically along the Mexican, New Mexico, Arizona border. It barely even comes into the United States. So, I mean, it is really tolerant of heat and drought. Eastern red cedar, which brings mixed emotions for lots of people. It is tough. It'll survive anything. You know, the problem is it produces seed and the birds like to eat the seed and the birds deposit the seed. And then you got Eastern red cedar coming up in your pasture, in your rangeland where you don't want it. So there's issues with it, but there are some ornamental cultivars I want to look at. And again, if you need a windbreak, it's still our go-to. Spruce. Spruce is one of those plants that I have mixed feelings on in this part of the state. Spruce is a nice little landscape plant for a few years. When it gets 12, 15 years old, all of a sudden, there are some issues that roll in. There's some needle cast, there's some canker, and they start to go downhill. Southern part of the state, generally don't recommend blue spruce, Colorado blue spruce. I see too many of them in various states of decline to recommend them. Let's talk pines for a little bit. It's a huge genus, over 100 species. There's a ton of diversity, native around the world. So you get all kinds of shapes, growth habits, colors, cold hardiness, heat tolerance. And for us, conifers, Eastern white pine, Southwestern white pine, Austrian pine, they're some of the fastest growing conifers for us. But in our experience, we have seen pine wilt disease in almost all true pines. So we recommend with real, real caution. Just know what you're getting to up front. But we're going to continue trying conifers of obscure species, varieties, and let our failures be your knowledge base and let our successes be your successes.
That's K-State Woody Ornamental Specialist Dr. Jason Griffin with information on which evergreens will perform best in Kansas. To view his complete presentation, do an online search for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.